see if we can get Joey to take his convertible rabbit to Zima.
Funny dude, we'll shred the full rod tube sections off the lip.
But dude, my twin fin's way loose.
Bummer dude, bring your boogie.
Ballad dudes, oh, ballad dudes. Ballad dudes, oh, ballad dudes.
Dude, let's really go to this insane concert. I think Black Sabbath is gonna play. But dude, Ozzy might be there too.
I swear Ronnie's the fastest.
Dude, did you go to the Carl Jam concert? Nugent fed back the valley.
Dude, I missed it. I was in the bathroom lawn and it was way insane.
She was so skanky. Bail, dude. Let's score some radical babes.
Ballad dudes, oh, ballad dudes. Ballad dudes, oh, ballad dudes. Ballad dudes, oh, ballad dudes.
Radical bid for the Oxlade.
Wa bum doody wa wa bum doody wa wa bum doody wa 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 wa.
wah, wah, wah. Ooh, he's my guy.
Ooh, wah, wah, wah.
There's no one sweeter.
Ooh, wah, wah, wah.
Ooh, he's my guy.
Ooh, wah, wah, wah.
You ought to meet him.
Ooh, wah, wah, wah.
Then you will know I love him so. He makes me sigh. My guy, my guy. Now there was Jack and there was Jim, and Louie was a really swell. Larry was smart and Eddie was sharp, but none of them had given me a thrill. My guy, my only guy. He isn't shy, he isn't sly. He's just my guy, my guy, my guy. Now there was Jack, there was Jim, and Louie was a really swell. Larry was smart, and Eddie was sharp, but none of them had given me a thrill. My guy, my only guy. He isn't shy, he isn't shy. He's just my guy, my guy, my guy.
A manly song I like to sing, a manly song my manly friends all sing along, as we sing our manly song. I am a manly man who lives a manly life, in my manly house with my manly wife and two manly children and a manly guinea pig. My cell phone's very small and my TV's really big.
A manly song I like to sing, a manly song my manly friends all sing along, as we sing our manly song.
I was driving like a man when my tire blew off the hub, so I grabbed my cell phone manfully and called the auto club. I stood there like a man until they came along, and as she changed my tire, I sang a manly song.
A manly song, a manly song, I like to sing a manly song. My manly friends all sing along, as we sing our manly song.
Then we say hey, it's fun to say hey, 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 hey,
in a manly way.
How I long for the days when a man was a man, when belching was a sport and chest hair wasn't banned, when we would all get manicures and eat manatee stew, when little's all we did and nothing's all we knew.
A manly song, I like to sing a manly song. My manly friends all sing along, long, 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 we sing our manly song.
He walks down the street with a sneer on his face. The words from his mouth are a simple disgrace. But he's no kind of chicken wearing satin and lace. You know he ain't. 'Cause he's a hunk of a punk, and you know that he's our kind of man. Our kind of man. Our kind of man. Yes, he's a hunk of a punk, and you know that he's my kind of man. He fights for his views with his back to the wall. They laugh at the news when he's taking a fall. And he's always a sinner when he's having a ball. You know he is. Still, he's a hunk of a punk, and you know that he's our kind of man. Our kind of man. Our kind of man. Yes, he's a hunk of a punk, and you know that he's my kind of man. He fights for his views with his back to the wall. They laugh at the news when he's taking a fall. And he's always a sinner when he's having a ball. You know he is. Still he's a hunk of a punk, and you know that he's our kind of man. 'Cause he's a hunk of a punk, and you know that he's our kind of man. Yes, he's a hunk of a punk, and you know that he's my kind of man.
A huge bat flies in the open window. A bat, that's it. It's an omen. I shall become a bat. Thus is born this weird figure of the dark, this avenger of evil, the Batman.
Hey, hey, dig that cat with the wild red hair, that crazy man with the nervous air. He's old Red Blanchard, the bully, bully, bully man. He's a cute caper cutter who can dig your jive. He's a pew sock baby who is real alive. He's old Red Blanchard, the bully, bully, bully man. His favorite car is a 1916 Jaguar pickup. Ah, how those cats enjoy the scene when he blacks out with a boo-ah! He's a real gone daddy with a solid jump. A bad boy bagarter from old Pahrump. He's old Red Blanchard, the bully, bully, bully man. He's the sharpest cat in all the land. He's a real cool papa and a Mellaroony man. He's old Red Blanchard, the bully, bully, bully man. He's the big chief kitty of every cat who wears green hair and a real Zorch hat. He's old Red Blanchard, the bully, bully, bully man. All the cats from miles around congregate when he's in town. How they love that nervous man when he gives out with a flat man. He's a smooth hep cat with a crazy laugh, a real mellow fella who can stand the gaff. He's old Red Blanchard, the unbully, bully, bully man. He's old Red Blanchard, the unbully, bully, bully man. He's a real Zorch man.
Mr. Seahorse, I see you over there. You're just swimming around out of care. Where are you going? Where have you been today? Come over here, please. Mr. Seahorse, you seem like a cool guy. Can we be friends? If we hang out, what would we do? Mr. Seahorse, I think you're pretty cool. Mr. Seahorse, I see you swimming.
With your old lady, what she see in him? has got nothing to lean against in bed. Bony arms and shoulders only bruise my head. And when they try to wrestle me, I beat them pound for pound. Skinny boy's got nothing to wrap your arms around.
Skinny boy's got visions of godlike qualities, but every time I greet one, there's nothing there to squeeze. All that wasted effort, all that vanity. Skinny boy's got visions of immortality.
Something about those muscle-bound boys practicing the clean and jerk, oiling up their bodies for the shine.
Never like those tan and lean boys. Too much pressure, too much work, looking in the mirror for a sign.
I just want a baby fat boy,
double-sized and double-chinned,
belly big and pillow to my brain.
I just want a spacious lap boy,
jumping on and sing right in,
loving handles driving me insane. All of that extra weight, all of that extra muscle to play with, gives me another reason to stay with the fat boys, fat boys. Everyone cleans the plate, truly inspired, the last of us lingers to sit by the fire and lick off the fingers of the fat boys, fat boys. Ow! Skinny boys are losers who seem to try too hard, and every time they talk to me, they won't let down their guard. All that blind devotion, all that foolish pride, skinny boys are losers with no place left to hide.
No squeaky clean boy, so repressed and so refined, walking like their feet don't touch the ground. I don't want no mama's best boy,
undeveloped, undefined,
waiting for his chance to be profound.
I just want an overgrown boy, unconditioned, unrehearsed, fleshy body waiting for the squeeze. Overweight and overblown boys, wet my whistle, quench my thirst, chubby cheeks just drop me to my knees. All that extra skin, all of that extra stuff thing to yearn for, gives me another reason to burn for the fat boys, fat boys. Everyone wants to sin, truly discerning, the last of us harbors to turn up the music and turn on the covers with the fat boys, fat boys.
He found a suit of armor and he cleaned it till it shone. He had to use a spanner when he put his trousers on. He vowed to fight oppression until tyranny was gone. And everywhere he went, they heard his battle cry. He was a brave, brave man. Basil the farmer, a man in shining armor, fought against injustice with his sword held high. All his enemies used to tremble at the knees, and everywhere he went they heard his battle cry. Seated on his destrier and ready for the fray, his honor was unquestioned, and the minstrels used to say, he fought a dozen battles in a normal working day. Villains used to tremble when they heard his name. Many were the criminals that Basil put to flight. He'd clobber every baddie every dark and dirty night. He won the reputation as defender of the right, and everywhere he went they heard his battle cry. He was a brave, brave man. dazzle the farmer. The man in shining armor fought against injustice with his sword held high. And all his enemies used to tremble at the knees, and everywhere he went they heard his battle cry.
Blood red customized Mustang convertible four wheel drive, and that Stang will climb anything. Now up in Montana when the wind blows, a man thoughts turn to shelter from the cold. He seeks comfort and insulation, gonna find him a fat girl for the duration. When it's 40 below, a man looks for somewhere to go. Old Beer Can Bob. Now Bob had that in mind when he rolled into town. He'd be heisting them up and chugging them down. Half pedal to the metal, finger on the trigger. Only way to get drunker was to be a little bigger. You could say it was bombs away. So he hit all of the bars that night, looking for a dumpling to hold him tight. They was either too skinny or had too many brains to follow Bob back to his domain. The pickings was sad, the beer can was mad. So he stumbled out of the last bar in town, feeling horny as a moose, mean and low down. Jumped into that Stang, crammed her in reverse, didn't watch where he was going, of course. Under those conditions came the collision. No, it wasn't a crash, it was more like a thud. It felt like he'd hit a ton of mud. He crawled out of that car to see what he'd hit, and there was a woman laying under it. And that tomato was built like a refrigerator. Now most men would have been frozen with fear, but all Bearkin had was an idea. If she ain't killed, she'll fill the bell. All I gotta do is holler into the hills. He lost his cowboy hat and her flank, stuffing her in that stand. Oh, he's rough as a cop. Oh, Bear Can Bob. All his luck would have and the padding all around. All she had was the wind knocked out. Bob tied her to the bed, kept her drunk on brew, and she started to claim him in a day or two. Her name was Tallulah, and she was from Missoula. Now Tallulah cooked the meals and catered to his wishes. Bob fixed cars and the dogs did the dishes. They was warm and happy up there in the snow. When the grass turned green, he couldn't let her go. Come Bear Can's time, his wedding bells chime. Now the boy said, Bob, you can't marry Tallulah. Why, she done loved everything in Missoula. Bob just shrugged, lit up a cig. He says, oh, boys, Missoula ain't that big. I told you, the man, don't give a damn. So they live happily ever after. Their days were full of belches and laughter. There's a bunch of little beer cans running around. And the moral of the story is just like it sounds. When love eludes you, and even in a shot, don't forget to look in a parking lot.
Okay, here we go again. You hear that silly music, you know what happens. That's right, it's me, KBC, and this is, of course, The Biz Slap. And today we present a tribute to men everywhere. Men and fathers, but not all men are fathers and not all fathers are men. So let's just put it that way and get on with the playlist before we get into any more trouble. We started with Valley Dudes from the Straight A's. No information. I do have that single, but I could not find it if you dared me. And then, let's see, Mae West, certainly an authority on this subject from 1972. That was called Men. She knew her men. Trust me. My guy was Linda Lee and her Treasure Tones. The manly song was The Arrogant Worms, followed by Red Atkins, whoever he is, Hunk of a Punk. And then from a whole album of Batman and villains type songs and skits, that was Batman from Jan and Dean. All kinds of stupid stuff on that, but that's why we're here, isn't it? Nervous Norvis after that, the real man, the man behind Jimmy Drake, or vice versa, and that was the Bully Bully Man. Mr. Seahorse was Will Hyler. I included that simply because seahorses are the only animals where men, males, I'm sorry, take on the parenting role. They hatch the eggs and then ignore their kids. I don't know. Faust and Faust after that, the Ball Guys, and Fat Boys was Uncle Banzai from 1986. Album called Boys Want Sex in the Morning from 1986. They're from Seattle, and let's see, they are Andrew Ratchin, Arnie Adler, and Ashley O'Keefe, but I think Ashley O'Keefe is now gone, wandered away somewhere. They'll find her. Basil the Farmer after that was from the Basil Brush Show from Britain, produced by George Martin. Basil Brush was a stuffed fox. All You Need to Know. Now You're a Man was DVDA, a band composed of Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the South Park guys. They have a whole lot of unreleased stuff that is not fit for consumption. And then Beer Can Bob from Gary McMahon. He's you know, one of those Colorado or Montana guys who just writes books and songs. He's got like 300 songs or something like that. Amazing stuff. Anyway, that was Beer Can Bob. So I'm Trash Can Ken, and we have more stuff for you coming right up. If you will just hold on, please, I will get it.
this band. We used to walk beside the sea, and he told me how life would be when I grew up to be a man. Years ago we used to play. He used to laugh when I ran away. But when I fell and hurt my knee, he would run to comfort me, and the pain would go away. He was his daddy's pride and joy. But when the daddy went away, it was such a rainy day that he brought out all his sons. How the mama did explain, trying to take away the pain. But he just couldn't understand that his father was not a man, and it all was just a game. So have I, making it hard for me to cry. And if and when I have a son, let it all be said and done, let the sadness pass him by.
We're men among men and manly men, yes, manly men are we. We're men among manly men, among manly men are we. We'll sail up north and cross the ice and cross the barren snowfields. You gotta be tough and you gotta be a man to club the baby harp seals. To club the baby harp seals. We're men among men and manly men, yes, manly men are we. We're men among manly men, among manly men are we. We'll drive out west on a buffalo hunt in a venture bold and daring. We'll shoot one again and again and again while the others stand there staring. While the others stand there staring. We're men among men and manly men, yes, manly men are we. We're men among manly men, among manly men are we. He'll get back up, so we'll shoot him down again. But he'll get back up, so we'll shoot him down, 'cause we are manly men. Yes, we are manly men. And a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do when a man is a man among men. Yes, a man among men's gotta do what a man's gotta do as a man among men. We'll hunt the black rhinoceros down on the plain so dry and hot. We'll blow him over and take his horn and leave the rest to rot. Yes, leave the rest to rot. And a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do when a man is a man among men. Yes, a man among men gotta do what a man's gotta do as a man among men. We'll take that horn and sell it to our Taiwanese connections. They'll grind it up into medicine so men can get erections. So men can get erections. And a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do when a man is a man among men. Yes, a man among men gotta do what a man's gotta do as a man among men. We're men among men and manly men, yes, manly men are we. We're men among manly men, among manly men are we.
Come on, men, let's kill it. What are we, women?
To separate the men from the boys is a job no woman enjoys. She has to take her chances from the start and hope she's got a man and not a boy at heart. Uncertainty will string her along, uncertain if she's right or wrong. To get him to the altar is the only way, and hope he doesn't falter on the wedding day. 'Cause 9 times out of 10, it's then and only then you can separate the men from the boys. To separate the men from the boys is a job no woman enjoys. She has to put her foot down, lay the law, get off the dime, don't give him time to hem and haw. 'Cause once he's with his back to the wall, he'll do his very best to stall. Yes, every man like Custer makes his final stand. You got to make him muster up the wedding band. I'll say it once again, and then and only then you can separate the men from the boys. Just whether it'll all work out. A ring upon her finger doesn't mean he'll yield. An air of doubt will linger till it's signed and sealed. 'Cause 9 times out of 10, sex is prime. I'm going for any time. I'm a fast-moving girl. I'd like some slow. Got no use for fancy driving. Wanna see a guy arriving in low. I'd be satisfied, electrified. I know a guy what takes his time. A hurry up affair, I always give the air. Wouldn't give any Russian gent a smile. I could go for any singer who would condescend to linger a while. But a lullaby would be supplied. I have a guy what takes his time. Oh, a guy what takes his time. I'll go for any time. A hasty job really spoils a master's touch. I don't like a big commotion. I'm a demon for slow motion or such. Why should I deny that I would die to know a guy what takes his time? There isn't any fun in getting something done if you're rushed when you have to make the grade. I can spot an amateur, appreciate a connoisseur at his trade. Who would qualify, no alibi, to be the guy what takes his time? Oh, oh, oh.
Did you hear about Stacy Brown?
No, we didn't, but we like to.
He had every chick in town.
No, he didn't, but he tried to.
He had looks, he had class, do anything to get a little lass. And everyone would shout at him when he walked his girlies past. He said everybody got one.
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 Everybody got one. Everybody got one.
Stacy Brown got two. Do you know the reason for his success?
No, we don't, so tell us.
They say that he was double blessed.
Not like you fellas.
They say that Stacy Brown was born just a little bit deformed. Still his girlfriends, they all wake up smiling every morn. Singing, everybody got one.
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 Stacy. One's at on his elbow, on his knee, oh, underneath his hat. Singing, everybody got one. Come
everybody
on, sing.
Got
everybody got one.
Everybody,
everybody got one.
Everybody got one.
Stacy Brown got two. Yeah. He got two. I tell you true. It's a fact. No, I ain't seen it, but. No, I mean, it's a fact. Well, that's what my old lady told me. And I don't know how she know. How did she know? Maybe somebody told her, huh? Gossip. Maybe it's gossip. How did she know? Maybe it just seems like two. I'm going to talk to that woman.
He
He goes to school by day, he fights crime by night. He's daring and dashing, this young got the mind. Holy porcupine quills, holy mammal. It's Robin the Boy Wonder.
Robin the Boy Wonder.
He's a kid crime fighter with a mask and a cape. And when he gets in a fix, he makes a narrow escape. Holy snail shells.
Holy gastro pie.
Well, it's Robin the Boy Wonder.
Robin the Boy Wonder.
He's Bruce Wayne's young ward, Dick Grayson by name. But he and Robin the Boy Wonder are one and the same. He's jesting and laughing, cunning all the time. As he and Batman anticipate crime, he's a gymnastic whiz. Knows his secret bat skill. He's a barrel of laughs. He's a bucket of thrills. Holy trapeze artist.
Holy, you ask for it.
It's Robin the Boy Wonder.
Robin the Boy Wonder.
He goes to school by day. He fights crime by night. He's daring and dashing. This young got the might. Holy porcupine wheels.
Holy rodent.
It's Robin the Boy Wonder.
Robin the Boy Wonder.
He's Bruce Wayne's young ward, Dick Grayson by name. But he and Robin the Boy Wonder are one and the same. He's jesting and laughing, cunning all the time. As he and Batman read Gotham of crime, he's a gymnastic whiz. Knows his secret bat skill. He's a barrel of laughs. Bucket of thrills, holy trapeze artist, holy swinger, it's Robin the Boy Wonder.
Robin the Boy Wonder.
I am a manly man, I'm manlier than Devil Man.
Come on.
I can drink the entire night and still be ready to fight.
Alright.
I'm not afraid of hard work, I can be safe with just one fork. You wanna to go shopping? I prefer to fight an orc. You wanna to go shopping? I prefer to fight an orc. When thieves are up in the house at night and thinking that I'm gonna run, I keep my pillow under my gun. In way that sounds like fun. Just when I'm getting sick and ill, I must let me kill back. So bring me food and beer and chill, or do you want me dead? So bring me food and beer and chill, or do you want me dead? I go with life to a gunfight and win it without a doubt. A living grizzly days under my bed with my carpet and my pet.
Right.
Spinach, if I want iron, I just melt me one cup. I clean my ass with sandpaper when there's no paper left.
Yeah.
I clean my ass with sandpaper when there's no paper left.
Yeah.
Amen. A manly man,
just like me.
He can cook knife with just a piece of butter.
Oh, yeah.
A man, a manly man. Shaving beer with chainsaw while he shits.
Ha!
It doesn't matter. A man is a manly man. When to the question, he will answer, yes, I can. Can you jump from real high with chance of suicide? Only reason to show that you're there.
You can.
Can you park a car in a spot of the size of the car that you want to park there? Do you fight with no reason and always been drunk? Just to show the world you're a grand fool. And if someone is still not impressed yet, you show them you're truly you. Do you see the manly genitals in the nature everywhere? And you feel sexy no matter how you look. Do you drink? Just get drunk. If you far from living skunk, fear of spiders, that is bullshit from some book. Woman one, make us feel good. Just come naked, bring some food. Clean the house, I'd rather build new one. First aid kit, you mean duct tape. Romantic dinner, I escape. Riding dinosaur while fighting mountain
apes.
We like big things that can explode. We steam sharp metal and some oil. We like it big, we like it low. When we got dirty, we are proud.
We never stop even when it's too late. Others feel sorry, I feel great. And I don't care if it goes wrong. We broke the stars, cause we are strong. Even my brain got muscle power. You need an air when I need power. I dance and drink and sleep on floor. You say please stop, I say before.
Living alone without any care, sits an old dad with silvery hair. Son, can you bury to let him stay there? And mother's life no more he can share. He's getting old and weaker each day, while you're full of life and feeling gay. Son, you can't have things all your own way. Go home and see him ere he's called away. Son, if you have a dad with hair that's gray, he needs your protection from day to day. He can go on living alone this way. Call home and see him ere he's called away. Give some credit to Father, boy. He's worthy of the praise. He planned for you a life of joy when in your boyhood days. He helped you fight life's battles through life from day to day. He wanted you to stay at home. Why did you go away? Don't wander away from that, son. Remember, he's your friend. But now he's getting old and gray. His life is night away. He'd like to see you just once more before he's called away. It'll be too late when he has gone. Go home and see him today. You'll miss your father when he's gone, son. But then it'll be too late. Don't leave him there to live alone. Go home for his dear sake. He's helpless and old and feeble, but still he is your dad. Don't only think of mother, boy. Give some credit to dad.
Howdy, old lady. Howdy, old lady. Howdy, old lady.
Now, Johnny Cash did a song called A Boy Named Sue. This is all about the father of a boy named Sue. Well, I left home when the kid was three, and it sure felt good to be fancy free, though I knew it wasn't quite the fatherly thing to do. But that kid kept screaming and throwing up and pissing in his pants till I had enough. So just for revenge, I went and I named him Sue. Well, it was Ballybunion last July, and I was getting drunk and getting by and getting old and going from bad to worse. When through the door with an awful scream walks the ugliest queen that I've ever seen, and he says, "My name is Sue, how do you do?" Then he hit me with his purse. Well, this ain't the way that he tells the tale, but he scratched my face with his fingernail. Then he kicked me in the nuts with a spiky high-heeled shoe. But I hit him in the nose and he started to cry, and then he threw some perfume in my eye. Well, it sure ain't easy fighting a boy named Sue. Then I hit him in the head with a cane back chair, and he shouts, "Hey, Dad, you messed my hair." Then he hit me in the navel, he knocked out a piece of my lint. But I was spitting blood and he was spitting teeth, and we crashed through the wall out in the street, kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the Bailey's Irish cream. Then out of his garter he pulls a gun. I'm about to get shot by my very own son. He's screaming about Sigmund Freud and looking grim. But I thought fast and I told him some stuff. I named him Sue just to make him tough, and I guess he bought it, 'cause now I'm living with him. And he cooks and sews and he cleans the place, and he cuts my hair and shaves my face and irons my shirts better than a daughter could do. And on the nights when I can't score, well, I just can't tell you anymore, but it sure is a joy to have a boy named Sue.
I dedicate this song to the working man, for every man that puts in 8 or 10 hard hours a day of working toil and sweat. He's always got somebody looking down his neck, trying to get more out of him than he really ought to have to put in. After 29 long years of working in this shop with Oney standing over me, today when that old whistle blows, I'll check in all my gear and I'll retire. The superintendent just dropped by and said they'd plan my little get-together. Then he said I'd never made it if old Oney hadn't held me to the fire. I've seen him in my dreams at night and woke up in the morning feeling tired. And old Oney don't remember when I came here how he tried to get me fired. With his folded hands behind him, every morning Oney waited at the gate, where he'd rant and rave like I committed murder, clocking in 5 minutes late. But today they'll gather around me like I've seen them do when any man retires. Then old Oney's gonna tell me from now on I'm free to do what I desire. He'll present me with that little old gold watch they give a man at times like this. But there's one thing he's not counting on. Today's the day I give old Oney his. I've been working, building muscles. Oney's just been standing round and getting soft. And today about 4:30 I'll make up for every good night's sleep I've lost. When I'm gone I'll be remembered as a working man that put his point across. With a right hand full of knuckles, 'cause today I show old Oney who's the boss. What time is it? 4:30? Hey, Oney, Oney.
He had one eyebrow and pimples by the score. And when he was walking, his knuckles dragged on the floor.
Ooh, what an ugly man he was. Ooh, what an ugly man he was.
White flakes of dandruff, they fell off of his head. Had coke
bottle glasses and breath like Mr. Ed. High school senior prom, the day he was born, the doctor slapped his mom.
Okay, time to get real, folks. We're running out of time here, and quite frankly, I can't stand on one foot for that long, so I won't. We started with something from Davy Jones and the Monkees from their 1968 movie and album, Head. That was called Daddy's Song. If you've ever seen Head, let's see, the Glenn Kaiser Band after that, the Young Man Blues. Sounds like a touch of Christianity there, perhaps. I'm going to watch that. Let's see. Manly Men Are We was Greg Keeler. He's the guy I was thinking about from Montana. Has 10 albums and a bunch of books and poetry and wrote that Manly Men Are We. And I'm grateful. All right. And then Separate the Men from the Boys was Mamie Van Doren, who, of course, everybody thinks as the girl who invented rock and roll, but she didn't. She just invented the bullet bra. Mae West Back Again by popular demand. A guy, what takes his time. Stacy Brown got two, was Shel Silverstein, who, as far as I know, only had one. Okay. Jan and Dean from that Stupid Batman album. This was called Robin the Boy Wonder. The Manly Man song was Vilkas. Vilkas the Big One. Okay. Not much information at press time, but trust me, I'm on it. And then Give a Little Credit to Your Dad was Buddy Williams. He was also known as the Yodeling Jackaroo from Australia. That was from 1939, and what can I tell you? All right. Father of a Boy Named Sue was a guy named Pat McCrossin, also from Australia, an answer song to Johnny Cash. And then we had Johnny Cash himself coming in telling us about Oni. And then Bob Rivers. Ugh, what an ugly man he was. So, all right, so if you're a dad, happy Father's Day. If you're not a dad, happy Man Day. And if you are no longer with us, we probably miss you. I can't speak for everybody, but I do speak for myself. My dad died 35 years ago this week, and I'm just now getting used to the idea. We were starting to become friends again, and then poof, gone. So don't let this happen to you. Go tell your dad something nice. Anything. He'll believe you.
Your fault. There's so much you have to know. find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
I miss my old man tonight, and I wish he was here with me, with his corny jokes and his cheap cigars. He could look you in the eye and sell you a car. That's not an easy thing to do, but no one ever knew a more charming creature on this earth than my old man. He was a pilot in the big war, in the U.S. Army Air Corps, in a C-47 with a heavy load full of combat cargo for the Burma Road. And after they dropped the bomb, he came home and married Mom. not long after that, he was my old man. And oh, the fights we had when my brother and I got him mad. He'd get all boiled up and he'd start to shout, and I knew what was coming, so I tuned him out. And now the old man's gone, and I give all I own to hear what he said when I wasn't listening to my old man. I miss the old man tonight. I can almost see his face. He was always trying to watch his weight, and his heart only made it to 58. And for the first time since he died, late last night I cried. I wondered when I was gonna do that for my old.